This is RSVNB Update episode 444, recorded Friday, December 20th, 2013. Make it snow. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for this amazing episode of RSVNB Update, the last regular show of 2013. And joining me this week is...
the other guy.
Thank you.
The other very tired guy.
A.K.A. Trekkie. Thank you for being here.
Woo!
I know how you must feel, so I thank you for being here. So that's always good. But we got actually a good selection of updates to discuss this week, most of them pertaining to the Christmas variety. So we're going to do that. We're also going to talk a bit about what's happened this year in tech, and also we're going to end the year with some very what's the word I'm looking for? Special,
interesting,
special, and pertinent to us Christmas music. So, anyways, with that being said, let's get straight ahead here and start with Up to Snow Good, the Christmas update for this year. So, you remember that big crater in Lumbridge after Saradomin and Zamorak fought each other?
Mm-hmm.
That has been transformed into a winter wonderland. At least that's the way they want it to go. And you, of course, as with the rest of the updates of the year, get a decision as to whether you support the good or the evil. That means, of course, you can work to save Christmas, or you can work to ruin Christmas as a loyalist of Zamorak. So with that being said, which one did you go for? Naughty or nice?
I didn't go for any one of them yet.
Okay.
Been too busy. Yes. All right. With your work.
Well, going ahead with this, once you choose a side, you can actually do both sides. So if you want to get the different rewards, depending what's available, you can definitely do that. You can get naughty nice and, I mean, naughty points and nice points. So it's really not a lock in the way things in the past have been with this. So this is not the typical Christmas quest. Let's just get that disclaimer out there right away, because I know that's something that the format of past events has followed and people have become accustomed to it. So this is a bit different, and I think this is better. It's a bit more relaxed, but still gets the right message across, wouldn't you say?
I don't know. I mean, for this one, it's just choose a side and you try to fight each other and see who becomes more, who has more followers.
Yeah, and I mean, once you do that, you effectively can complete this in about an hour, or maybe two if you want to pace yourself a bit. But beyond that, there's really not much to do. Basically, all you need to do is you go to the crater, and then there's three different activities. There's reindeer petting, competitive snowball fights where you throw snowballs at each other, and the wizard's banquet where you act as the waiter and feed the wizards what they order. So that's the three ways you get points, and every 20 minutes on the hour, or 20 minutes of the hour, rather, it changes which one gives you the bonus points. And from my experience, by far, the easiest one to do is the Wizard's Banquet, because once you make your way through the initial order, and you just completely repeat this thing for 20 minutes, you're getting 10 points each time, so it becomes very quickly over time. So that's definitely the best one to do with this. And that's really all there is to do at the Lumbridge Crater. There's also a bonfire where you can hang out with friends and, you know, get all the usual benefits that bonfires have. So that's available as well. Mm-hmm. And they actually put a bank there. Right in the crater.
Bank. Yeah. The mighty bank. Don't we have enough banks in Lumbridge already? We got like 2 banks anyway. And I don't think that's very secure.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just mainly going for convenience at this point. But regardless, it's a good update, I think. It seems as though most of what they're trying to do this year has been focused on external things outside of the main Christmas event and focusing on the auxiliary events like the 15 days of Christmas, the aura, and all that other sort of stuff that's going on. But once you get 750 points, you basically talk to Santa Claus to complete the event, and you'll be given a choice. You can either free Santa or you can keep him imprisoned. You also get the Christmas emote, which is rocking around the Christmas tree. So that's a nice emote that everyone can get. And an XP lamp for a certain skill that you can choose. So that's the main reward that you get. Then there's another reward at 1,000 points, which is the tinsel scarf, which is basically a scarf made of tinsel. Goes in the amulet slot. And the other one is the festive jumper. So that's the other wearable that you can get. And, of course, the Santar follower pet as well. So those are the main rewards of this year's event. And I think overall, the rewards are good. But nothing compares to Christmas 2005. I think we can both say that. Or was it 06? It was, 05, right? That was the one with the toy shop, wasn't it? 05.
The toy shop. Make your own toy, now you can get your own.
Yeah, nothing competes with that one. And, I mean, this is enough to get a person in the mood, but you got to really do the other things in order to have the full holiday experience this year, I feel. But we'll get to that in just a bit. Just of note, though, any holiday wear this year around the holiday time works as a piece of hybrid armor close to your level. So if you're in the higher tiers, your scarf and whatnot becomes an amulet of that tier, as with all of the other armor. So that's a nice touch that they did for us this year. All right.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me on this? Since I kind of just gave you the rundown on this.
No, it's pretty straightforward. I'm just going to try and get the emotes, and that's about it.
Yeah. And you know, it is worth getting the other attire as well, because, you know, you never know in the future when you're going to want those. And, I mean, if you're going to be playing the game for the foreseeable future, there's no telling when you might actually want to pick one of these up. So I'd say go to the 1,000 points and get the jumper at the very least.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see. That's pretty much it for the crater, and we'll talk about the 15 days of Christmas in just a little bit. So what's next?
What's next? Well, next on our little agenda, we have the battle update. So as of right now, Armadale is leading by 3.8 million points and still going strong. I think he went a little south, didn't he?
No, that's pretty good, I think.
Hmm.
Are you... I was thinking about this during the week, and I was thinking this is something we probably should do. Are we ready to declare Armadale the winner of this world event?
I think Armadale kind of won before the game even started.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, there's always the popular opinion, you know, that something else could happen. And the question is, why is Armadale so far ahead? I don't know. But my part on the update here, I am 100% willing to declare Armadale the winner of World Event 2. And unless something ground-shaking happens in such that all the options start working in a different direction to give the Bando's followers more of an advantage, and we start to see this lead drastically change in enough of a percentage, we're just going to basically say that Armadale is most likely going to be the winner of this event and declare it as such. And going forward in January, we are just going to give brief updates on the score as we are today. We're not going to cover any of the exact voting that's going on, because it doesn't seem like it's something that actually needs to be covered when Armadale is so far ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's my declaration. Armadale, winner of World Event 2. Bando's, you're going to be meeting an unfortunate end in about 5 weeks.
Many more weeks to go, eh?
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing why I thought we might as well call this, because, I mean, it doesn't make sense to be reporting on something that is practically decided, right?
I don't know. Maybe Bando's will make a comeback. You never know. Maybe Jagex will give all Bando's followers a time, I don't know, to get a chance to roll a die 20 and, I don't know, kick some butts.
I mean,
giving them
just
all the...
Yeah, I mean, being on the western side of a country here, it just feels as though it's like one of those elections, you know, that by the time your polls close, everything is already decided based on what happened in the East. So, I mean, that's just what this feels like right now.
I never know. Sometimes western states can tip the balance.
I don't know.
Sometimes. But... hey, mover. Well, we'll say it here. But I'll probably buy it some other time.
All right. So that's what's happening in World Event 2.
Okay.
After that, we want to talk about the tweaks and fixes of the week. There's actually a bunch of them here. First one relates to that summoning change a couple weeks back regarding the uncharged pouches. Now, as I recall, you and I thought this was a pretty weird update.
Well, I thought it had. I thought it was semi-interesting, but unneeded in a way.
Yeah,
we were trying to debate like how this would actually make summoning faster, and didn't really happen. However, you believe it had something to do with a new summoning change coming out next year, or in about 2 weeks.
Well, sometime next year. It's one of the bigger updates of 2014, but you know, I still say that is what is going to be happening with this. That was the initial intention, rather. And, I mean, obviously players just didn't like what was happening here with this right now, so they reverted it. Now, whether or not which side of this update you were on, whether or not you liked the update or didn't, it's not a question about whether or not Jagex caved to the masses or if they... feel the need to inadvertently bend over backwards so far in order to do this. The way I see it is that this was just an update that didn't make sense, right?
Uh-huh.
So...
we all kind of thought, well, yeah, it was... we all kind of seen it was unneeded. Maybe something happened in the future, but at the time it was unneeded.
Yeah, and I mean, just... it's these sorts of things that make me feel as though things need to be explained better to the players as to why this update came out, rather than just put it out there and then yank it 2 weeks later. So with that being said, I think if they would have done a better job of explaining it, as they should have done a better job explaining other updates this year, maybe we would have seen a different reaction to it. Now, I'm not...
well, maybe... maybe they'll reintroduce this idea back in the future and everybody will forget about it. You know,
yeah,
players have a
short
attention span.
I mean, I swear this was a new way to get us training summoning for the rework, because they said this is not meant to be the pouch-making skill. But anyways, now that the change is gone, we just got to take summoning as it was. And, I mean, hopefully this was valuable feedback for the summoning update next year.
Mm-hmm.
Ew, but also...
I forgot to type...
What?
Oh,
okay.
We'll let you finish this first. Finish this first.
Also, spirit gems with this have been tweaked as well. So basically, the spirit gems were the things you could use to store the uncharged pouches when you went to the obelisk. So basically, if you had pouches in there, spirit gem like that, your gem will convert into a new style of spirit gem. And each charge in the new style of spirit gem equates to a free charm when crafting pouches. There is varying chance to trigger for the gems, from 10% on sapphire to 60% for onyx. So in a way, what they've done is they've made it... What's that item called? It's not the Varrock armor that makes you make bars faster, but there's some item in the game that prevents things from being used up when you're making something. What is that?
Something used up when you're not making something. Fallen Dorian? No, it wasn't Fallen Dorian Shield.
Is it something to do with crafting, maybe? I don't know. But there is an item so that you would not have to use as many precious resources or something. I don't know. But basically, that's what the new spirit gems do. And they go in the pocket slot. I don't know, I can't think of what it was, but your turn.
Actually, I was going to say that, well, we also forgot to introduce that Jack has kind of introduced new, potentially rare items into the game with the new update, with the Christmas thing.
I was going to get to that in 15 Days of Christmas.
Okay.
If you're referring to the Black Santa hat.
Yeah.
All right, well... we can discuss that right after this here, but first things first, the patch notes. I just want to quickly mention the patch notes, and we'll discuss the 15 days, because this week's patch notes actually have something in there that we really felt was necessary when this piece of content came out, and that is that actually they published some fixes to the Birthright of the Dwarves quest. So basically, if you kill one of the bosses at the end and then die or leave the area, the boss will not come back now, so you don't need to fight them again. So that's a nice usability tweak. Blackguard Quartermaster now stands outside the cave entrance in Barrender, so players going back to the quest can quickly access their banks. And now this is the thing that I mentioned, and even though I'm not colorblind, I had problems with, is that colorblind players are now more able to see the stones in Forgettable Tale of a Drunken Dwarf.
Oh. Okay.
So I'm happy with those fixes because, I mean, the quest was bad in story, but nonetheless, I think this will help smooth things over just a tiny bit, if anything at all.
Maybe I'll finally do that quest now.
Yeah. Assuming the lag issues are gone too. There's just two other ones that I want to highlight. You can now customize the amount of value that a drop has to have in order for it to have the beam of light on it, from 50k to 1 million, and it can be adjusted by speaking to Major Mary Rancor. And something to the farming skill that I've been waiting for a long time is that a W has been added to watered tree seedlings to differentiate them from their unwatered variants.
So that long to make a W.
Yep. But I'm very happy about that update.
Yeah, so now I can actually see which ones have water and which one does not.
Yeah. You got anything from the patch notes this week?
Well, I guess some people should know. What was it? I just saw you. I'm looking in the wrong area. Ha! Okay, birds and the beast reward tiers have unlocked earlier. Tier 2 unlocks during phase 3, and tier 3 unlocks during phase 5. So I'm guessing we're getting close to phase 3 soon, so we're unlocking tier 2 really quick. The amount of renown gained by interacting with convoys and killing people via PvP has been increased by 50%. So more incentive to kill the other guy.
Pew pew.
Sacrifices now behave like other damaging abilities with randomization applying to its damage output. Burying heroic skills now award the same amount of renown as experience gained. And players can now bank the war map. Oh, okay.
That's interesting. I don't see why you'd want to do that, but that's all right.
And sacred metal shards are now dropping. I don't know. What you do with the sacred metal stuff anyway?
They're just like in the previous world event. You can use them to craft cosmetic overrides.
Yeah, too expensive.
Yeah, I never really took much concern about that.
Okay.
So. All right, so let's talk about what you wanted to talk about now, and that's the 15 days of Christmas. So the 15 days of Christmas have begun today, the 20th of February, which was last night on Jagex time. So the 15 days of Christmas, because of course 12 is not enough.
Okay.
So you gotten any of these crackers yet?
I got one, actually. Don't know how I remember how I got it. No, I got it. I got one. Plenty of the baubles.
Bubbles. Yeah, you can use those and decorate the tree in the Lumbridge Crater, actually, and get naughty or nice points depending on what you want to do.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Anything on here? So anyway, we have some clan challenges, snowman raids, forum caption competition. Let's see, festive cryptic clue fest, former crack a joke competition.
Where is this?
Oh, I clicked on the wrong thing.
Yeah, you must have clicked on the wrong thing.
I was two steps ahead of myself. Dude, I am very tired.
Yeah, so basically crackers can come from pretty much anywhere that you get a squeal of fortune spin. You'll be able to get them from, for example, just doing various tasks in the game. You'll end up with a cracker in your inventory the same way you end up with a spin ticket. There's also going to be drops twice a day at 2 a.m. and 8 p.m. GMT, rather, in the party room, and there's going to be 200 of them dropped there, so you can do that. And you can also get them by completing a daily challenge. The first daily challenge you complete each day will earn you a cracker alongside its usual rewards. So there's that. And plus you can also get, there's a chance you can get crackers based on actually turning in other challenges as well. So it's worth doing challenges around this time of year. So definitely consider doing that over the winter holiday break here.
Okay.
Also, there's a special way you can get more crackers. You'll remember in the behind the scenes we talked about the more Christmas attire you wear, the higher chance of getting a cracker is, right?
Okay.
So, for each festive item you equipped up to a maximum of 120%, that's six items, you'll get an additional chance of getting one of these crackers. So, for instance, you could equip your Santa hat, festive aura, candy cane, the new... let's see, what was it called? Good Tidings, Cosmetic Override, the Scarf, and Santa Suit. That would be more than enough to get your full 120%. So basically the idea is that during these 15 days of Christmas, you want to walk around with the festive gear on. So there's a full list on the wiki. Basically... pretty much any holiday item that's come out in the past you wear and you'll get an extra 20% chance to get these crackers.
Cool.
So it's definitely worth doing.
Mm-hmm.
My set consists of my Santa hat, the candy cane, the festive aura, the festive jumper, the scarf, and I believe my Santa sack, if I remember correctly. So... those are the items I'm using. And basically you can just combine them all and extra 120% chance of getting crackers while skilling and combating. So it's very nice.
Woo-hoo.
And each of these items you equip acts as a piece of hybrid armor for your level tier. So it's basically free armor.
Sweet.
Yeah. Oh, and also they're going to be giving crackers away at various community events going on. So there's going to be lots of chances to get. And worst case, everybody gets one cracker a day. And I've not got anything good from these. They've just been all lumps of coal, which is really, really unfortunate.
Yeah, that's probably going to be me. I probably won't get a lump. I'll probably get a smudge. Well, you know it's true.
No, you're a good person.
Not going into Jagex.
Well,
too many goblins.
Let me just tell you what you got here. Getting coal is very common. There's a 1 in 10 chance to get coal. Moving all the way up to the Black Santa hat, that's a very rare chance, which is 1 in 10,000. So that's what you're looking at to get these. And they started this Black Santa hat at 220 million GP on the Grand Exchange.
Ooh-wee!
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not in it to get a Black Santa hat because I want to wear one. I would just like to have it as my little investment, you know, to make my lobes of business work better, if you know what I mean.
Didn't take you long, did it?
For what? For what? I don't get it.
Lobes.
Oh, right. That.
All right. Okay.
So next up is the companion, which is basically the web app that Jagex alluded to at RuneFest. And this one basically starts off with being able to use your friends chat when you're not in RuneScape, which is pretty nice, don't you say?
I don't know. My friend chat thing just always kind of drops me off whenever I log back in or something.
Yeah, it's been doing that for a while. Hopefully that'll be fixed soon.
Okay.
Basically what you're going to end up doing, you'll just go to runescape.com/companion on your phone. And it currently works on desktop PCs, of course, the Nexus family, so the Nexus 4, 5, and 7, the Galaxy S3, S4, and of course all the iOS devices from the iPhone 4 and up. So definitely something that can be done and used on a good variety of devices out there. And as we said, right now it's just got support for talking to people and managing your friends list and using friends chat. But it's a pretty sure bet that once the new year comes around, we're going to actually start to see more uses for this into other game features. Just a bit of a caveat, though. It is a web application, so it's not going to have the feeling of being as fluid as a native application on your desired phone is, so just keep that in mind when using this. I personally found it pretty rough to use, given native phone applications and whatnot, because, I mean, it's just not as fluid as it could be in terms of, you know, keeping up with your friends, like the menuing and stuff isn't clear, I find. So I just logged into it. Look at your friends list. What does it say for me?
Friend list. It says lobby.
Oh, so it shows me in a lobby then.
Yes. No, wait. It's old school.
What?
I'm kidding! Jill!
Oh, okay. Did you get that message?
I knew it. Hi. Yes. Actually, they need to fix my split chat. Split chat thing is not working anymore. Quit spamming, you little twerp! Quit it!
In case anyone's wondering, I just spammed him with about 10 or 20 messages. So yeah, that's the RuneScape companion, and basically you just go in and there you go. Let's see. We can join the Bits Bytes chat room and see what we got here. Now the thing is there doesn't seem to be a way to see who exactly is in this chat channel right now, because I clicked the button at the bottom, and yeah, it says to join a channel, which is good, but oh, okay, there we go. It shows that you're in here, and that's all we got, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's when you tried it, no one was in here.
Yeah, that would be it then. It's kind of confusing then. All right. But, yeah, I'm just doing this from Chrome right now. And why did you send me those things that look like fingers?
Because you have no fingers.
Oh, dear, not you now.
Hey, you set yourself up for that one.
I suppose I did. Anyways, that's runescape.com/companion, where you can...
Thanks for waking me up.
Huh?
Thanks for waking me up.
Oh, not a problem. Not a problem.
Oh.
All right. So definitely give that a go. And if anything, I think it might be more useful in Chrome than it is on a phone, just given the way the menus work. But that's just me. Let me know what you think about that. All righty. What's next?
What's next? 15 days of Christmas. No, Christmas community. Let's see. A community Christmas. This Christmas promises to be the most explosive yet. We plan a whole host of super exciting and crazy rewarding in-game events and competitions. And this is what I was reading earlier, but I jumped off a little bit. We got Christmas clan challenges, some snowman raids, forum caption competition, the Festo Cryptic Clue Fest, forum crack a joke competition, Christmas story competition, Christmas drabble competition, live stream, social media competitions, massive in-game Jmod party. That's it. So a lot of stuff to be do.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to some of these community things, that's probably another place where you could get the festive crackers if you want them.
Okay.
Alrighty. Next up is the Squeal update, which is the magic notepaper. You got some of this earlier.
Sure.
Basically what this is it allows you to take any item that's in your inventory and convert it to a note. So, for example, let's just say you're mining or something, and you have ore, and then you click the ore, and it'll transform it into a note. So, basically, it'll use up as many as you have. So let's say you have 20 pieces of ore in there, you could suck it all up and then put it in a note, just like you note other things.
Cool.
Yeah. And this is available for an entire week from the 20th to the 27th. So that's good. I think I got like 200 of them so far.
Okay. Right.
And then next up, I had to put this in here because I unfortunately bought one of these outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Guess which one I bought?
Let's see. Well, how many outfits are there?
Two.
There are two. We got the Frostwalker outfit and what's the other one? The other one.
Glad Tidings.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I bet you bought the Glad
Tidings. Yes, I thought so. You like yourself being a little dressed, don't you?
That's the female form, but the male form is not a dress.
So, sure you thought about it.
No, not at all. Not at all. Anyways, you can pick these up on the general store. It's pretty cheap. It's only like 210 rune coins, which I still have a ton of from last year's Premier Club. Alrighty. One final piece of RS news for the year, and that is the RuneScape 2013 highlights. So they put out a video of their past highlights for the year of what they thought. It's about 10 minutes long. You can give it a watch, and basically is a nice summation of their top updates of the game, the main updates that are headlining for them. So it covered pretty much everything, you know, starting with the World Wakes earlier in the year in March and moving all the way up to World Event 2. And I mean, when you think about it, where we were last year at this point and everything that's happened since, it's moved quite a far ways, hasn't it? Okay. Well, anyways, there's also one thing to highlight on this note page, because we all know how HTML5 was supposed to be part of RuneScape 3, and it unfortunately turned out to not be the case, right?
It's not dead, but it's not going forward either.
Exactly. So they said, we've had a few disappointments too. I'm particularly frustrated because our promises of HTML5 as a successor to the Java-based client couldn't be realized in the current generation of web browsers. So there's that. And, I mean, that's true. And HTML5 client is truly revolutionary, as the Java client was when RuneScape first started. So we can't blame them for not having that out. And, I mean, it's only looking forward, and I'm sure they learned quite a lot from doing that. Also, and I quote, I also feel the community's frustration at the quantity of quests. While the production values of quests have never been higher, we didn't deliver enough of them. Also, while I feel we've significantly refined PVM combat, the updated system needs more improvement for PvP.
Wait, say that last part again? More improvement in what? What was that?
PvP.
What was that?
PvP.
PvP? Really? Really? Are you sure? Really?
Yes.
Oh my god, they actually listened to me when I said they need to do something for PvP? Oh my god! I don't believe I just heard!
Are you actually excited about PvP and RuneScape?
Well, remember, we were talking about this a couple days ago with the release of EOC, how it's really not designed. It's great versus monster, player versus monster, but it sucks when you're fighting other people. It's more of who has the best gear, who can tap 1, 2, 3, 5, 6 really fast. There's no skill involved in the play. It's how much money can you spend and how much stuff can you, and how fast can you press the buttons.
Yeah,
That's basically it.
Hopefully this is alluding to something we're going to see in 2014, which is more for PvP, as we see in World Event 2 here going on at the moment. So that's good in that regard. And, I mean, quests. There needed to be more quests this year.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what did we have? I'm just going to look this up quickly, because looking back, it doesn't feel like we had that many major quests out now, did we?
Well, we had some good memorable ones, but
the bacon
one. I
guess
you can say that. Bacon! Yay, bacon! Bacon, 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 bacon. But we had some memorable ones, but the numbers of them, I guess, wasn't as great.
All right. Demon Slayer was released on the 28th of January 2013. Then World Wakes, March 4th. Bringing Home the Bacon was July 9th. Death of Chivalry, August 13th. And Birthright of the Dwarves, October 2nd. And Missing Presumed Death, October 15th. So, yeah, we really were short on quests for this year.
Well, if you think about it, remember, Shane, you and I are waiting for one thing. Maybe that will be the most spectacular one ever.
Yeah, well, we're supposedly 9 quests away from that. That was quest 191, and they said that could be done for 200, so we'll just have to wait and see on that. And this is such a frequent topic for us, because I was going through starting my preliminary work on the clip show for this year, and the first update that we did this year, 394, was called, what was, do you remember what that one was called?
Mm-mm.
Waiting for the Elves. So we've been waiting for this for a long time, and I mean, if the frequency release of Quest could hurry up, I think that's something we'd both be happy with. So definitely agree with that, and the combat. So overall, glad to see that they admitted that for 2013 without needing to bend over backwards to some group of the player base. So pretty good.
Alrighty.
That's it for RS updates for the year, unless there's any other updates you want to mention that I'm not aware of.
No, not right now. Hopefully they'll get HTML5 out, get our favorite quest out. Let's see. Yeah, and hopefully I wouldn't mind doing some more Dungeoneering, but maybe they'll revamp Dungeoneering a little bit too. Never know. Maybe.
Alright. And we'll find out just what's in store for 2014 next week with that behind-the-scenes video. So no actual live show next week. I mean, of course, not a live show, but no new show next week because of end of year and it's the Christmas week and whatnot. But we'll talk about our plans for the end of the year at the end of the show. So we're going to move on to questions right now, but you can take the first question.
Oh, wait, did you do this on purpose?
No, because it's a short one. I want to save your words.
Right. Okay. This question is from Duke Juker. Dear host, have you heard of Vine? If so, do you like Vines? And what do you guys want for Christmas this year, Duke Juker? Why do I like Vines? Yeah, I love licorice vines. They're good to chew on when you're literally bored.
I think he means the website.
There's a website called Vines?
Yeah, you never know. You don't know what Vine is?
Do I look like a social media type?
Yeah. It is a social media type.
I heard about it and never bothered going onto it. It was just there, but never wanted to really do anything about it.
Okay. Yeah, and I mean, that's the same thing for me as well. Vine's basically a website out there where you can create a short video and then it gets uploaded. I guess it wanted to be the video Instagram sort of thing, I guess. But I don't know. I never really crossed my mind to create one or anything like that. And personally, I just prefer pictures because they load faster and they're less intrusive. So.
And they don't hog up your data plan if you're on the
phone. Yeah, that's what I said. They load faster. Did I just hear a horse?
No. Where did you hear a horse?
I thought I heard like a horse neigh or something.
You're hallucinating. Drink more water, Shane.
I am. I am right now. I got it with me. Alrighty. What do you want for Christmas?
You know what I really, well, I know what I would want, but we'll be getting that anytime soon.
What's that?
I would love to just start from scratch and build myself another computer from this decade.
Okay.
Computer is still good, but, you know, maybe
you just want something more up to date.
Yeah, but for now, I'll settle for lots of peace and quiet because all I want to do is... Well, I'll tell you more what I want to do later on.
Alrighty. You know, as for me, I never really put much thought into this, and it's always something hard to do when people ask what I want, so I'm going to tell you what I tell everyone else, is that I really have no ideas for you, and I mean, if there was something out there that I would need, I would definitely tell you, but nothing's just jumping out at me at the moment. So.
Star Trek Memorabilia.
Yeah, that's probably what I'll be getting. Yeah. Yeah. That's probably what'll happen. So, wouldn't be surprising now, would it?
No.
Yeah, so that's what I gotta say for that. If anybody else out there knows what you want, you can of course share what you want or what you'll end up getting. There's always the inevitable topic, you know, that crops up on the forums as per what people got for Christmas. So just watch for that. Most times it gets posted in the non-RS discussion area. So.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Duke Juker. Next one is from Parnassius. Alrighty. So, good day and Merry Christmas from Down Under. Notice I'm reading this one, so we don't have another French accent. December has been a very busy month on RS. First, the Festive Aura was re-released for daily bonus XP. Then we have the World Event taking up more time. Now we have the 15 Days of Christmas event with the daily challenges to compete for Christmas crackers. Do you think Jagex overdid it this month? Myself, personally, I feel they could have held off the World Event until January, once the 15 days thing was finished. Perhaps they could have led into it with the new Armadale quest that's coming out. There are a lot of players who may only get an hour or two a day to play the game, but don't want to miss out on such an event. However, this will be happening all at the same time. They will be pretty much completely taken up by doing these events and not leaving any time to play the proper game. What are your thoughts? Are you happy to see them all happening in one month? Or would you rather see them spread out too? In the meantime, may the gods of Gilinor be with you as you break open those crackers and see a Santa hat fall into your inventories. Happy RuneScaping all. From Pern.
Alright. So, Shane, clumped up too much stuff to do all at once?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that. Mainly with the World Event. It doesn't feel as though we should be having a World Event at Christmas time. I mean, wasn't it a thing back in the wars and whatnot that armies would stop fighting on Christmas Day?
No, technically they stopped fighting during winter because it was too cold and they couldn't find food. So after winter hit, they all kind of left and tend to their crops. And then springtime, they went back to chilling to try and kill each other. Because nobody really ever fought in the snow because it's just too hard to find
food.
Well,
the Germans tried that. Army. In Russia.
But Russia, man, Shane, Russia, they can basically go outside in sub-zero temperature in a t-shirt and shorts.
Yeah, that's
the rest of the world
we do
is
here.
Like, you. Yes, well, you Canadians are close to Russians anyway.
Yeah.
But, anyway, continue. You go ahead.
No, I just think it's too much density this month, and especially around Christmas time. I don't think people should be fighting and killing each other at this time of year.
You want Christmas truce?
Yeah, sure, why not? And, I mean, what really would we have gained, I mean lost, by pushing this thing into January? Because, like you said, we're a week and a bit in. Armadale's already 3.8 million ahead. I'm calling this. Might as well just made it 4 weeks instead of two. I mean, six.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
that's my view on it. What do you think?
Well, honestly, I really don't care. I really don't. If you want to do this event now, go ahead. I mean, they're trying to get this little thing done so the whole New Year starts, they can basically start bringing out all new content. So I guess they're trying to do a more of a storyline way. Too much stuff to do. You know, not everybody does everything anyway, so it's up to you what you want to do. And if you want to stay on RS and do world events for about, what, 1 hour every day and then do some other stuff on RS, by all means, go right ahead.
Maybe they're following the Chinese calendar. Do you know when Chinese New Year is this year?
Not yet. I haven't looked at the calendar yet. Sometime in February. It's always in Feb.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought it was the end of January. Because if that was the case, maybe that would be when they're wanting to end the world event at.
Chinese New Year 2014. It will be on the last day of January on a Friday. Okay.
Well, see, maybe that's what they're going for.
There's no point. next year's gonna be the horse. So
hey, that's why I heard a horse. That's why I heard a horse. It's foreshadowing the next year to come.
Maybe we'll get horses.
Yeah. Oh, no. You mean in our ass we might get horses?
Yes.
Did you ever have, just speaking of horses, at the porch, you know, Meg, did you ever have the thing where she asks you about what kind of animal is best to ride?
Probably. Never bothered really to pay attention.
Yeah, she asks what animal is best to ride, and I mean, of course, the logical answer, the right answer, is that you can't ride things in RuneScape, you can't have mounts. But one of the things is, of course, to ride a unicorn, and to make sure you ride it safely. So I got some good laughs out of that, because A, you can't ride things in RuneScape, and riding a unicorn, if you got on the wrong way, would be pretty bad. So I just found that funny, and foreshadowing the year of the horse.
Okay.
Alrighty. You have anything else on this one?
No, not really. You do what you want on RS.
Yeah. And, I mean, just I think if they split it up a bit, it would definitely make things feel better. And, you know, I feel the same way as well, because I actually do have something to mention at the end of the show that's going to be taking up more RS time as well. So, stay tuned for that.
Okay. My wife doesn't think...
Alrighty. Hey. What's next?
What's next? We got tech news!
With the usual year-ending stories that we always have at this time. So, first up, one of my favorite things of the year to look at is the Google 2013 Zeitgeist. So, what actually turned out making the most highest trending story this year only recently happened, and that's the death of Nelson Mandela.
Okay.
Followed by Paul Walker. He's that actor, isn't he, that died in the car crash?
I believe so, yeah.
The iPhone 5S, Corey Monteith, and the Harlem Shake rounding out the top five. Yeah. And of course, in the bottom, we got the Boston Marathon, the Royal Baby, the Galaxy S4, the PS4, and North Korea.
Must be the uncle.
Huh? Yeah,
must be the uncle.
Yeah, probably the uncle, pertaining to that.
Wonder how many people understand that reference.
Well, I mean, if you were watching the news, surely you did, right?
People watch the news now. Usually we just hop on to whatever ends up in our RSS feed.
Yeah, and you know, that's that's turning out to be the way that I do it as well. A couple of interesting things I want to highlight from the global trends this year. First things first, event-wise, Boston bombing followed by the Philippine typhoon for top events. And most of the other ones have been foreign, not North American, aside from that for some reason the government shutdown is there, which is weird. But
why wouldn't
also,
it be?
Also, of course, top consumer electronics thing of the year is the iPhone 5S. And now with regards to TV shows, Under the Dome, which I enjoyed this summer, was the first trending TV show that, or the highest trending TV show, rather, here. So that's interesting to see. Eagerly waiting for season two of that.
Okay.
And you can go back all the way to previous years, going back all the way to 2001. So that's definitely something interesting to do. But of course, hot searches, you can also drill down into that too based on per day or whenever it might be. So pretty nice to see all this stuff. And of course, you can tailor it to your own specific country. So if I tailor that to Canada. We got Rob Ford, Tiger Woods, that sort of thing.
Okay. You
know, yeah, really too bad that Rob Ford made the top list here. Oh, well. Oh, dear. Guess what our number one how-to search here in Canada is?
In Canada? Give me a, can I get a hint?
No. Well, it starts with a T.
I ain't got a clue.
How to twerk.
Ah, okay. Could have just said Miley Cyrus. I would have gotten that, jerk.
Let's see what the U.S. top how-to is, if that exists on theirs. No, it doesn't. That's weird. Oh, well. So you can definitely spend a good amount of time searching through this, and you could probably figure out what the year was about in that regard. So google.com/trends will get you what's going on for 2013. And then just click the Zeitgeist link, and there you go.
Okay.
Alrighty, next up on the same vein of wrapping up 2013, the top iOS apps of 2013. Apparently, a game called Candy Crush. Candy Crush Saga is the top iPhone application of the year. You have any idea what that is?
What, Candy Crush?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a game on the phone.
And what do?
It's basically a spin on the old, Bejeweled game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my dad always plays. He's actually playing those way better than I ever would. But then that old man is deaf as heck. He turns that thing way super loud. Says, "I still can't hear anything." Oh, Dad, it's time to get those earwax out.
Wow. Okay. And the top paid iPhone application was Minecraft Pocket Edition. Yeah.
Okay.
So lots of Candy Crush and Minecraft in the top phone applications of the year on iOS.
Okay.
Alrighty. And final piece of tech news for 2013 is... What is it?
Something to do with Facebook.
That's correct. Basically, what's happening at Facebook? Facebook is offering more shares, and in order to do this, Mark Zuckerberg is giving about $1 billion to charity.
Okay.
So through offering the additional 70 million shares, it was worth that's worth $3.9 billion at the current price of $55 a share. Most of them are Class A shares from Mark Zuckerberg. So basically, what these will be doing is he'll take these shares out and he'll pay taxes on some of his shares, and he'll be able to get some of these new shares as well. And those are the Class A's. And this will put him up to 63% control of the company.
Okay.
Which is pretty big when you think about it. Very big.
Okay.
But I think the main storyline here is that 18 million of these shares, about $1 billion worth, is being given away as a gift. They're going to the Silicon Valley Community Foundation. Never heard of that one. Have you?
Mm-mm.
All right. Let's see. Silicon Valley Community Foundation is an independent public benefit organization providing grants for various local needs. Also served as a convener and catalyst leveraging new funds, creating... Okay, so they do stuff like, for instance, they did... some emergency funding for the Philippine typhoon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's good. Alrighty. That's all I got for tech news this year. Anything else?
on tech news. No, nothing now. Let's wrap this all up, shall we?
All righty. That being said, let's talk about the December skill of the month, which is Dungeoneering. Dungeoneering skill of the month is currently underway. JamAndy52 is currently still in the lead with 25.7 million experience gained. He's kind of leveled off a bit for the time being.
Okay.
In second place is Clotin with 9.7 million experience gain. And third place is Sunset Fish with about 2 million XP gain. So there's that's what's happening in the Dungeoneering skill of the month. And I think this one's probably decided by this point, unless Clotin decides to make a move and no life the next 10 days.
Or don't celebrate the holidays and just really go no-lifing.
Because that's how it works with Dungeoneering, isn't it? Because the higher level you are, the more XP you get, right?
Per floor, yeah. Because how you are, the more bonuses you get because you've cleared more floors.
Yeah, so I mean, it's kind of unfair to people who are down below with that. But regardless, thank you everybody for trying your best in competing at the skill of the month. The January one will be announced on Christmas Eve.
And the way I'm trying to look at it, even if you don't win, you still basically got some decent Dungeoneering experience in.
Yep. And you know, it's all about the community competition as well. It's about community building and providing community something to do with your friends in the community, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now I'm just going to remind everyone that we are giving away 2 bonds. We're still looking for entries for that. So if you're interested in perhaps winning a bond, all you need to do is contact one of us. You can contact us in-game. You can email us. You can private message us on the forums. Basically, just look us up and tell us what your favorite RSBNB update moment of the year is. So whether it might be my hearing a horse or foreshadowing the year of a horse or our discussion of the Elves Quest in episode 394 or that Jamaican introduction
while I was gone, You memorized that episode.
Oh, yeah. I remember all the episodes. So basically, just tell us what your favorite moment was, and we'll enter you in this competition in order to win a bond. And we're giving 2 of them away. We'll announce the winners on the clip show, which will come out on December 31st. So look forward to hearing that. You got 10 days left to do that.
Peace out.
All right. So you can PM them to me on the forums, rsbnb.com/forums. Email me, shane@rsbnb.com, or contact me on RS, shane12088. Why don't you tell them how to contact you?
You can either PM me over forum or send me a PM. Some people send me a PM, J12283.
Which is such an easy name to remember. It's basically 3 J's. And then after each J, you start putting in a number starting with 1. So J1, J2, J3.
You know, I somehow got a nickname in my clan Citadel. Someone now started calling me a J-Cube.
A J-Cube.
I don't know why. I don't know why. They just do.
Okay. Very good. Alrighty, for the achievements of the week. First up, we got Guppy with 99 cooking on the 18th.
We got Guppy again. We got 99 fishing on December 18th.
He also got 99 smithing on the 18th.
And finally, we have Scream Truth, who got 99 Slayer on December 14th. Congrats, you too!
Yeah, very good job and impressive 99s. They're all 99s I don't have. Alrighty. Now I'm just going to talk a bit about something that we've been wanting to do for a while, and we succeeded at. RSBNB runs a clan, and you know we do this primarily as a purpose for people who are fans of the show, don't have another clan to go to, And, you know, if we get enough people who are interested in this, it might materialize into something else. We are currently running this, and we have just recently opened up our Clan Citadel once again. So, if you're interested in joining, helping out with the Citadel, whenever we unlock the Avatar, is the Avatar unlocked right away? I'm not up on this clan stuff.
No, you have to get up. It's up a couple of tiers.
Oh, okay.
You have to get it up before you can. Although you get more bonuses as more higher tier you are in the Citadel.
Okay, so I think that's what we'll work towards. So if anybody out there is listening who is interested in this and you want to do this, just contact me in-game and I will try and get you set up with this. I'll probably be on a lot over the next week given that it's the Christmas season and whatnot, and what better way to spend it than playing RS. So once again, just contact me in-game, Shane12088, and I'll get you in there. There's no requirements to join at... pretty much anyone can recruit to the basic level. So I found that's the best way of doing things with recruitment, is that just anyone can recruit, and we'll deal with bad people if they so appear and whatnot. So that's the way we're going to be running this thing. And it's going to be very liberal in regards of that. Once the Avatar is unlocked, it'll be complete access to everybody in there. And basically, it's going to be a no BS clan.
Okay.
So yeah, if you're interested in joining, just send me a message in game, and we'll get that set up.
And keep in mind, if you actually get it up, the summoning XP in this is phenomenal.
What tier is that at?
Highest tier.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a clan name.
Oh, continue.
Finish yours.
No, continue.
I was just going to say it's a nice free way of training summoning. Not to mention, you can actually get bonus XP and summoning from the clan XP thing.
Yep.
Okay.
Alrighty. And the name is Bits and Bytes, which is relating to the RSBNB site. So if you're at all interested in doing that, just let one of us know.
I'll let you know I'm in a different clan.
Well, yes, that's what I meant.
Officer you have in your Citadel.
And you know, if somebody PMs you just in the off chance that they missed what I just said, just direct them to me.
Not a problem.
All right. So, I believe you have a pick of the week.
Yes, I was doing my daily browsing of the internet, and I landed on two YouTube episodes of some Star Trek stuff.
And just what exactly might this be?
Well, one of them is an orchestra where this band plays a bunch of the theme songs all together at once. You have to link to the other two of them, Shane.
No, I do not.
I thought you did. I sent them to you. I gotta look for them again. Shoot. I think I sent one to you last week on here. I think you saved it.
Yeah, you did. I can pull it up. Just give me 1 second. You're looking for the Christmas song, right?
Yeah. Was that what it was? Okay. Oh, yeah. It was with the Christmas song. All right. Christmas one. Since it's going to be a festive mood, I'll find a little Christmas one, although it's only half the video. The second half is really a small advertisement for the guy, but you know, give the guy some thumbs up for making it in the first place.
Here we are.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go,
make it so.
Make it so. Make it so. Man,
it doesn't show signs
of stopping. And I brought me some tea, a gray hot.
Lights
turned way down low.
Make it so. Make it so. Make it so.
When we finally kiss.
Good night.
How I hate going out in
the storm. But if you...
Really?
Shut up, Wesley.
All the way home, I'll be
warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying. And my dear,
we're still goodbye, then.
But as long as you love me,
so
make it so.
Make it so.
Make it so.
Hello.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so that would bring some cheers out to people's faces for right before Christmas Day, or Hanukkah if you're into it, or Kwanzaa if you're into that as well. What's Kwanzaa?
I don't know. You're supposed to know these things.
I do know what Kwanzaa is. I know you don't.
Oh, okay.
If so, about 99% of the listeners as well.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Do you have a link to the second one? Because that's the only one I have. But link will be in the show notes.
Second one. Let me see. Here we go.
Thank you.
This and you can play a small clip if you want.
Sure.
Wait till you're done typing.
There you go.
There.
Thank you. YouTube.
Yeah, the conductor is run by Uncle Phil.
Huh? I know. All right, that's very good pick of the week. Thank you for that. I think my favorite is the Let It Snow version.
Yeah, something to end the year on a high note, eh?
Yeah, so speaking of that, what you been up to?
Oh, I'm finally done with everything, so now it's my chance to really crash. You know what we'll really do tonight, Shane?
What's that?
I'm going to crash. I am literally going to crash, and I don't plan on getting up anytime soon.
Well, it's fine. It's well-deserved, so you just go right ahead and do that, and I completely know how you feel with that, so... What about RS-wise? Anything RS you want to bring attention to this past week?
RS-wise? Well, I'm close to getting 98 fire making.
Oh, wow.
Citadel really helped with that one. Did some of the world events. Got killed a couple times because the guy was running double Drygors and I had nothing. What else did I do? There's some rocktail fishing just to catch some falling shins of ice. I guess maybe this weekend I'll do the quest. I'll do that quest that I haven't done in a while. And did ports. Yeah, it's been a interesting week. Maybe I'll do farming.
Yeah, that's always good. That's always a good thing to do.
I knew that would get Shane talking.
It always regenerates me and makes me feel good.
You have a green thumb, I don't.
Yep, exactly. Alrighty. As for me this week on RS, I have been primarily just doing the world event, and that's brought around a great amount of opportunity because before the world event started, I was doing a bit of Slayer. I wanted to get 92 Slayer in order to fight the new Slayer creatures that came out a week or so ago or whenever that was, and I've done that. What I did...
You and I need to team up a little bit.
Yeah, we do. That would be good. I basically took the points that I got, since there's really nothing that seems worth buying, and you get so many of the points for this world event. I took them and I bought lamps, and I used those on Slayer. So that's good. And also, through the world event, I got 85 construction.
Yay! Well, so, yeah, I got 86. Did I get 86? Yeah, I got 86.
Yeah.
Sweet!
And you know, there's a reason why we should be working on that. That's going to be one of the other skills that's required in the second batch of PlayerUnknown's ports updates.
And Hunter. And yep. Smithing, I believe.
Was it smithing? Maybe that was it. Yeah. Huh? I don't know. I can never remember what the third one was. It was Hunter and Construction for sure, and the third one is just completely escaping me right now. Let's see. PlayerUnknown Ports V2. Let's see if we got anything about this. Oops, I guess not. All right. Anyways, that's it for this week of RSBNB Update. We might be back next week with a special year-end kind of roundup style of show, but we're currently out on the fence about that. But regardless, the clip show will be released on December 31st, as it always is to round up the year, and look forward for a great amount of clips there from pretty much everything amusing that's happened this year on the show. So I'm really looking forward to doing that.
And send in those submissions. It's not too late yet.
Yep. You got about another day or so given when you're listening to this. So make sure you send them in.
All right.
All righty. And with that being said, we'll see you guys at the clip show.